Lori.
What?
Hello, Lori.
Here?
I'm here now.
Oh, I thought I lost you. It sounded like you hung up.
Well, I heard you hang up. I think that the
connection... No, I didn't hang up.
Oh, you didn't?
Sometimes the calls drop on the landline, too, because it's a Wi-Fi, internet-based, everything here.
That's all right.
It happened before.
This number that's on your screen now, that is my desk phone. So you can save that to your contacts if you want to.
Okay.
Now.
Is it a Romulus number?
No.
Oh, I didn't see it.
94.
I'm talking.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I called you on the line.
6486436. Okay. Yeah, that's my message.
Okay. What is your address?
4370 Cedar Vale. It's CEDAR. V is in Vincent, ALE. It's all one word. Cedar Vale Road, Syracuse, New York, 13215.
And that's in, I'm going to guess this one, Onondaga County?
Yep, you're correct.
Did I get it right? Okay.
Yes, you're correct.
Now, this is where I think, this is back to when we started this conversation. I was doing a little information gathering, but there's no apartment number or anything to that, correct? That's I see where
no,
you're at. That's
I own my house.
You're way out there. I love it, actually.
I'm out in the country, actually. I'm a Marcellus school district.
I do see that. When I put in the address, it shows me a map because we have to confirm that it's like a real address. You know what I mean? And it shows me a map, and I see where you're at. It's like it's way out there. I love it. It's like, yeah,
but
that's
cool.
The spots
where they build all these modern-day mansions, and boy, did that raise our taxes.
You betcha.
But my house has increased, too, since I bought it in 92, and I paid $65,100. Now it's worth over $200,000.
Oh, good for you. Okay, now, that doctor that gave you the note, what was his name?
Dr. Michael.
Dr. M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Correct.
Is that his
full
name?
He was on the neurology.
I'm going to find him right now. What hospital
was
that
from, at? He was from Upstate University Hospital.
Upstate. Hold on. I'm going to Google. There it is. Upstate University Hospital. Oh, come on. There's a lot of them called that. This one
Dr.
in South
Michael.
Carolina. No, it's fine. I'll find it.
It's okay.
I always find it. There it is. I found it.
Okay. It's a learning hospital, teaching
correct.
Hospital.
It's on Adams, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, I found it.
You got it.
Yes, ma'am. You always find them. It's just a lot of times a big company will have bought it out or whatever. You know what I mean? It depends on how long back it was, things like that. But we're fine. I've got the address and phone number and everything. It's all right here. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Did you find his name or him?
Yep. No, but I'm looking. I mean, I'll get there.
They're all East Indian people there. And they're all young. So I would never let them touch me because the doctor, I see Dr. Patalino, and they have, he specializes in micro brainstem surgery. And I don't have it there. I asked them.
Okay, good. Did you have any? Did you have any cancer diagnosis other than the meningioma?
Is that cancer?
No.
Oh no, no, no.
It's non-cancerous. Actually, it's non-cancerous. I'm sorry. Don't
when
let me.
The night before, the guy, another one came in. I don't remember his name, and he showed me. The picture, and I got pictures of it on my phone, my cell phone, because I took pictures of the thing he showed me on his iPad or whatever it was. And he showed me the tumor. That was my first thought. Oh, my God, don't tell me. Because, you know, my karma's been being so good to me, and I'm going to be a grandmother in April for the first time. My daughter will be due.
Oh, congratulations.
And she's my only child, the one that I talked about that I breastfed for 2.5 years. I mean, the first year I made sure she had nothing but breast milk. And after that, it was only when she was with me, you know, she had formula milk when she was at the babysitters or whatever.
You're a good mom. Listen, there's only a couple more questions, and I think you've got it. So I found Dr. Michael, and I plugged it in while we were talking. Now, do you have a treatment doctor yet, or would that just be – who's the neurologist that you named to me earlier on this call?
That I'm going to see?
Yeah.
Dr. Padolino.
How do you spell that?
Hold on. P-A-D. Let me double check so I don't let's see here. Contacts. What did I do? Padolino. Oops. I think it's P-A-D-I-A or Padda, P-A-D-A-L-I-N-O. Let me double check, though. Let me find
Let me ask you this, though. It'll come up if you – where's he at?
He is at Krause.
There he is. He came right up. You don't need to keep looking. His first name is David, in case you're curious.
Yes, I know. He's the head of the neurology.
He sure is. All right, good. I got it. Hang on. Just bear with me because there's a lot of stuff I could just copy and paste right from this.
You want his phone number?
Nope. I got it already.
315-701-2550?
Yes, ma'am. I'll confirm that. 315-701-2550.
Yes.
Okay. And then for the address, oh, actually, you know what? I brought up his name and everything. Hold on.
I don't have the address. But
I do. I have it. I'll give it to you in a second if you want
it's
it.
John Irving Ave. I know where it is. I mean, I don't need it.
Yeah, it's it's Suite 600, 739 Irving Avenue, Syracuse.
Yeah. I've been there more than a few times.
Okay. Okay, hang on. I just got to copy and paste some more stuff, and then we're good.
Because I have nerve stimulators. I plan it in my neck and back, and I can only go to a certain places. Well, I found out upstate MRI is compatible because most of them won't work because they get too warm or
right. Now, as far as the pharmaceuticals that you're on right now, did Dr. Michael prescribe you pharmaceuticals? Drugs, prescriptions,
sure if he did,
prescriptions.
But I have stuff at Walmart waiting for me.
Okay, so you do, that's one of the questions. You do pick it up at Walmart, right?
Yeah, he has me, well, they gave me something, what the heck was the name of that?
Who's the doctor that prescribed for you?
I'm not sure. I haven't been there to pick them up yet.
Do you have a bot? Go ahead.
Meclizine. Well, Walmart just texts me. They don't say who the doctor. Meclizine is for vertigo and dizziness.
Okay,
Friday morning, I couldn't even walk. I was all over the place holding onto the walls, and I could. And then my daughter came and said, something's very wrong. I've never been dizzy like this.
Walmart.
I couldn't hardly get around.
I'm sorry, poor thing. There it is.
And then it got worse and worse as the day went on, as we got out and do.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think we better.
Good thing. Good thing they caught. It's a good thing you weren't alone. Is that in East Syracuse, the Walmart?
No, Camillus.
Camillus.
It's only about 4 miles from me, 4 or 5 miles. On West Genesee Street.
I found it. Thank you. Yep. Look at you.
399 West Genesee.
Gotcha. Thank you. Just doing some copy and pasting.
Do you want their phone number?
Nope, but thank you. I mean, I can confirm it with you. I have 315-487-0121.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you. All right. Now, do you think that maybe it's your primary care physician that prescribed you and just to the best of your knowledge, do you get do you get prescriptions from your primary care as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you think that Dr. Michaels, or you don't know if Dr. Michaels prescribed you anything? Like most of my prescriptions, even from my cardiologist or my neurologist, they go through my primary care. The prescriptions do.
No, I don't believe it's went through any primary care. He just did it. They did it right from the hospital.
Okay. So then that would be Dr. Michael.
Is it Dr. Michael or one of the other people on that team?
Right, staff.
There
exactly.
was a bunch of them that came down. Oh, my God.
There always is.
I couldn't remember all their names. I mean, I didn't write them down, and I wasn't, like, totally with it, too.
Of course not.
I kept forgetting to ask.
You're doing very, very well, to be honest with you, and what you do remember. It's probably good that you got a hold of me while this is fresh in your mind, and I'm just doing some copying and pasting.
That's my mother trying to call me, that beeping. She's in a nursing home. She calls me times a day.
You're going to be done in a second. Now,
okay.
How are you feeling right now?
When I thought I just had a stiff neck going on, but mm-hmm. it's more than that because whether I tip it one way or back,
you would say it's severe pain in your neck?
Well, it's moderate. I don't know about severe. If I did something or went and lifted heavy something, I'm sure it would be severe.
Okay.
I've been taking it very easy because I don't want that to happen again because I just got on my Medicare and C&D doesn't kick in until December 1st. So I only had A and B. I'm going to have a big bill because
yeah.
I have to pay like 30%. And
yeah.
I'm,
I know. It'll kick
I'm
in.
Gonna, I'm going to have to do a GoFundMe page or something. Yeah.
Now, I don't need you to say that you have these in your possession, but do you know, or do you have medical records in your possession, or do you know, can you confirm that there are medical records? I mean, you were just at the hospital yesterday, so you may not have them quite yet, but do you have medical records?
I have pages at home with me, but they're still saying these are inaccurate, because they thought I had a mini stroke.
Right.
And this still says, insured carrier, that's wrong.
Okay, you have a little bit of time, so mm-hmm. I just need you to confirm that the medical records do exist, and you just confirm that, and one of the forms that I'm going to ask you to sign is actually for the attorneys to pull the medical records, and they'll be getting them from Dr. Michael. So these are the ones that are going to show what we're referring to in this claim, if that makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're good, but you can confirm that they exist, correct?
Well, what the paperwork they gave me when I was discharged, yeah,
okay.
That's what I have.
Okay, and you can mail it in if you need to, a copy of it, correct? If you need to. You may not need to.
Well, I could take pictures and text them to you.
Perfect. Not to me. You don't need it. You're fine. Now, remember, you brought this up. So we request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Lori, this precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instance where clients have become unresponsive. So can you please give me an emergency contact, their phone number, and who they are, friend, family, or foe? And if you have an email and their address, that would even be better.
This will be, my daughter doesn't have phone service, so I can't call her phone, but I have her boyfriend's phone service. Cause
okay.
They call her fiance, I should say, because they're.
Okay. What's her first name?
Erica, E-R-I-K-A.
Thank you.
And it's A, the middle initial is A, and then it's Lozo hyphen Fiumara.
Spell the last name, not Lozo.
F-I-U. M-A-R-A. Same email.
N-A-R-A?
No, M as in Mary.
Thank you.
A-R-A.
Gotcha.
Just like my email address, because I'm using her dad's email. But when
okay.
she was born, if I wasn't married, she was going to have my last name, and he wanted her to have his last name because he had just gotten Social Security, and she got half of what he did. So.
Oh, okay.
She wants to lose them. She wants to get rid of my name.
Okay. So I see you. I see you use that email as well. Okay. And what is her fiance's phone number?
Hold on here. It's 315-882-3051.
Thank you. And that's your daughter. Thank you.
That's Matt. Matt is his name, Matthew.
Okay.
But I'll tell him that I gave it to you.
Thank you
so
for that.
Aware of it.
Just, I'm just scrolling back up to make sure I didn't miss anything here.
I don't know, understand what this says to on here. I was admitted and treated for suspected transient ischemic attack.
I have no idea what that means.
ischemic.
All right. Let me put you on just a brief hold, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I just got to check one thing out, and then I'll be right back. So I promise. Don't go away, okay?
I got physicians that cared for me, too, okay?
Thank you. I'll be right back. Okay, you still there, Ms. Lozo?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm so sorry. I had to wait my turn in line to ask. I actually went back and asked the bosses. The only question that we have is, will you please confirm on this recorded line that you will be able to get the MyChart records for us from this visit when it becomes available and send them to the attorneys when they ask, if they ask?
I think this was it, MyChart. Wait a minute. But they're inaccurate because that was that word I said is a TIA.
Well, when you get them updated. When you get them updated.
Okay, because I didn't have one, I guess. They said I didn't have. And
right.
Then they're saying I did have a mini stroke and they want to send me to a cardiologist. But I'm going to get to with Dr. Padolino first because I don't think I can.
As far as the diagnosis of meningioma, though, and that came from Dr. Michael.
Mm-hmm.
You will be able to get the updated chart for us, correct, once the records are updated and send them in to the attorney if they ask for them, correct?
Yes, I should. Yeah,
okay.
I'll call you and ask for them.
Okay.
If I have to.
Okay, no problem. And you know they exist.
My
okay.
chart?
Well, yeah. Okay. Let me see what we got here. It's doing its thing. Have you ever signed a document via DocuSign before?
Yes. You mean online over the...
Yeah, via email or via the text?
Yes, I have.
Okay. This will make sense to
my,
you. Let me log in.
Lawyers.
Oh, okay.
My lawyers were in New York City, downstate.
Okay, hold on. I've got the document in front of me. I'm just pulling it up. Take a look at it. Do you have your cell phone next to you?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if there, if it doesn't work, you could do it when you're offline.
Hold on.
4370 Cedarville Road, Syracuse, 13215. Just make sure to do it. Lori Lynn Lozo, LLL. Okay,
what
you'll see. Well, I haven't sent it yet, but you'll see one of the things is they're going to request your medical records. All right, hang on.
Oh, this is a release?
Yeah, it's spinning. You should have just gotten it via text message. It's also in your email box.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead and click on that text. Text messaging usually works a little bit easier than voice does.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be able to pull up that document, click on it, and it'll say Randall Reese, Mass Tort Strategies. And then it'll ask you to agree to receive information electronically. And then the rest of it's pretty self-explanatory. Since you've done it before, you'll probably have it done by the time I finish explaining it. And then what'll happen when you're done signing this document, it'll automatically put a copy of it into your email that you can review. And then from here, the attorney will reach out to you. This is Pulaski AD4. I'm going to send you their phone number via text as well. And what will happen is, again, they're going to reach out to you and just do a quick verification on the case, and then from there you'll be good to go. Okay.
So select start to begin. Hit the start button. Oh, I'm on that page. Okay.
Yeah, hit start, please.
And then where the yellow X is?
Yes, everything that's in yellow, you want to touch it. Now, if it doesn't remember your signature, what it's going to do is ask you to make a signature in a little box.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do that, you're going to want to hit adopt and sign.
Okay, it won't let me sign with that yellow boxes. Do it underneath?
Yeah, do it underneath in the white part of it, correct.
Okay. Let me see. No, it's going to work.
Let me see. I can pull up a picture of it here.
Okay, let me see here. won't put an active cursor there. Well, I'll try this one. Sign here, it says. Let's see if that'll work. This isn't putting anything there either.
Go back to where, did it ask you to make a signature?
Client agrees not to attempt on his or her part to...
Is there a box you need to check?
Unilaterally settle the claims, make... No, just a client signature, printed names, treated...
All right, I've got it up on my screen. It starts, the very first page is a little box that you have to check on the left-hand side, and you hit continue. That's it. It says, please review and act on these documents. You probably got past that because then you hit start. Then you touch the little place where there's a signature on the left side and hit next.
Maybe I had to hit next on top. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, now I got the box to sign.
Perfect. Sorry, I didn't have the instructions on the screen.
Can I clear that? So, yep. I should get a stylus. I think I have one in my dresser. Hold on. That is my back finger. Oh, I have to have a time of fall.
Take your time.
I've got one right now. Especially small areas like that, too, are right in. If it's a bigger one, it works. But here we go. We'll see if the stylus is going to work. And the messy book.
Don't worry about it. You're fine.
Adopt and sign.
Yep, adopt and sign.
Just a psychiatric. Let's say drug and or alcohol abuse and or psychiatric and HIV AIDS release. Required, okay. Let me just see another one.
You're doing fine.
Clear that. I don't like the way that looks. This isn't the best stylus either, but... Okay. This other one. I understand there's my medical... My billing record... Contains information and reference to HIV, AIDS, human health. I don't have to put that. The virus acquired infidescency. I don't even know what it means. Testing and or treatment. Still got that box there. Why don't I get that to go to the big box? Let me sign.
Where yet? I was doing something else. Where yet?
Where it says date signed, initials.
Oh, down the bottom, does it say finish?
Retainer.
What do you see on your screen right now?
Please scan paper records into a counter. As I go down, it reads more.
No, you don't need to. Just hit finish is all you got to do.
What the heck is that?
Let me look at your document.
Oh, down at the bottom. I see. There we go. Now you want another signature, correct?
Yeah, just touch the yellow.
Okay.
What?
Now, where do I sign? Right across from the yellow, right where the box is.
You won't have to sign again.
It just says initials.
Oh, okay. Make initials in the box. And then hit adopt and sign again.
Mm-hmm.
The one I have on my screen doesn't ask for initials.
This won't give me my...
Do you see next up in the upper left right-hand corner?
It State sign. Next.
Yeah, in the upper right-hand corner.
Upper right-hand.
What do you see on your screen right at the moment?
No, it's just way up. Hold on. here's a signature. Patient or personal representation. That's somebody signed that already. Oh, that's my signature. Boy, that's
right. So hit next.
Okay, copy has valid as the original. Thank you for your prompt response.
Hit next.
You don't sign anymore?
Does it say finish? No, say finish. The last one you should see says finish in the upper right-hand corner. I'm not even getting the emails that you're looking at it. What do you see on your screen right now,
signature
Lori?
Signature patient or guardian if patient is a minor. Signature must be inside the box. Well, I'm already signed that.
Okay, what do you see in the upper right-hand corner?
Next.
Hit next. Now what do you see on your screen?
Required initial here.
Touch that. Now do you see next?
Yep. No,
hit
finish.
Next. Hit finish. Give it a second. You don't need to download the app because it's going to, I got it. Now, there's an app. You don't need to download that. A copy of this will already be deposited into your box. Mm-hmm. And I've sent you a text message. You want to watch for a call. This is from 84 Pulaski.
Mm-hmm.
And hold on a second. I'm going to send this for you. Let me go back to here. Okay. That's a 909 phone number. They're going to be reaching out to you. And so what you want to do is you want to, next time when you talk to these doctors, you want to try to get your updated My Chart so you could have that prepared for them. I know it exists because they have to.
You'll probably have to get the MRI from them.
They'll get what they need. But just like I say, you know they exist, so... If you are able to get them, but here's the thing. They'll give you more information on the phone call when the attorney reaches out to you, and that's going to happen like very, very soon, within the next 24 to 48 hours. If you haven't heard back from them, you're more than welcome to check with me and give me a call, okay?
Okay.
So you know how to get a hold of me, correct?
Yes. Your phone number is on the text message.
Now, do you have any questions?
Did you want to go to the doctor's name or anything? But
you gave it to me already.
Oh, James Caputo.
It's all on the. He's your primary care.
No, he was way back then. I think he got kind of shit canned from being a doctor because your OBGYN because he was using forceps to deliver babies and.
That's terrible. Yeah.
And did damn an injury to him. Well, Dr. Chick used to be his partner. They were together at one time, and then they had disagreements, and after I got done with him, I went to Dr. Chick. He gave me also, Dr. Caputo, he gave me patches for, because I guess I was postmenopausal or whatever the heck it was, but he gave me estrogen patches. And I started getting wicked, because we'd go camping, and I'd get wicked, wicked migraines.
Mm.
And then I went to somebody else, and they said, you shouldn't have these, because I still had everything intact. I didn't have any partial hysterectomy. I still had my ovaries and everything, which were creating estrogen,
right.
So I was being overdosed.
They'll sort that all out for you, Lori. They will. Mm-hmm. So just hang tight and wait to hear from those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, again... Feel free to pass on my name and number to anybody else that might want to have any help. And if you have additional questions, you're more than welcome to reach back out. But let me get these documents over to those guys. And I really hope the best for you. I really, really do. I know this is just the beginning, but it's terrible. But it's truly been a pleasure talking with you, ma'am. And,
the testosterone, it was made up specially at Wegmans. That was 11/17 of 2000 because my libido wouldn't come back. So he gave me that testosterone. It's like a Vaseline base to rub on to try to get my libido back. But I don't know why you give me testosterone. That's for men.
That's what I thought. That's why I don't have any comment. I don't know what to say.
Well, that's what you gave me.
Yeah, no worries on that. It'll all come out in your records there, Lori. And just if you have any, if you want to see what these things are settling up for, you can go on Google and check it out. I'm not allowed to talk dollar amounts, but the attorney can talk dollar amounts with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am. You have a blessed day. Nice talking with you, okay?
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.